Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. Happy holidays, and if you're listening to this when it is published, Merry Christmas. Last year, for podcast number 127 on Christmas Day, we reviewed the importance of family, friends, and colleagues. This year, we wanted to discuss the importance of kindness. We know how rudeness can have a profound impact on our work and personal lives. One of my favorite podcasts on this subject is Scott Weingart's interview with Peter Brindley on this issue of rudeness. There have been plenty of studies to support how rudeness impacts medical team performance. However, the role of kindness, I don't feel like has been as discussed, which is why I wanted to talk about it this time around the Christmas season. Because last time we talked about the importance of family, friends, and colleagues. This time I feel like we need to talk about kindness. Like rudeness, kindness is something that we can control. There are many positive benefits to kindness. Our mood improves when we are positive to others and leads to a release of dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and endorphins. Being kind can also lead to success in the workplace and decrease stress. In medicine, we have a meaningful profession that has a profound impact on patients' lives. I try to remind myself of this all the time because it is something, especially in emergency medicine, we can be distracted by the things that may seem like it's not important, but really, with each patient encounter, we can do so much, so good for so many people. So it's important to remember the impact that we have on patients' lives and to our very own colleagues. So I was trying to figure out how best to approach this topic and what we can do to help spread the kindness. Fortunately, there was an article last year from Emergency Medicine News that covered 5 recommendations that I really liked. And I didn't just copy and paste this over. I did modify this a little bit. But overall, this is the same 5 points that they covered. And then we'll go from there. The first point is mood checks. Be mindful of your mood and why you feel this way. Have an escape strategy to negative moods. A mantra can help and return you back to your core values. We have talked a little bit about mantras before, such as positive thought when you say, I've got this, before you do something that you know is challenging, such as a difficult airway. But having a mantra that you can develop for yourself that helps provide a positive and meaningful way of mood checks is something that I consider. One of those things is, am I doing the best thing for my patient? Or am I truly listening to my patient? And ways to just kind of check in on yourself of, am I doing what's best? And we can help remind ourselves that we are really there for the patients, not just for ourselves. The second point is another thing that we can do directly with patient care, and that is sit down and be attentive. We all have busy shifts, and we know that these are very challenging times to have the time to sit there to talk to someone and listen, more importantly. The little things that we learn in school, such as sitting at eye level with our patients, truly has an impact and can help improve patient satisfaction. When our patients are more satisfied with us, we feel better about ourselves and we do a better job. Which leads to my third point. Another thing that we can do with not just our patients, but with our colleagues as well, is to provide empathy. Our goal should be to understand what a patient is saying and why they are feeling that way and then express it back to them. In emergency medicine, it is very easy for us to be callous. It is very easy for us to ignore the feelings of others. And we try sometimes to maybe put on a facade for our patients, but we may not always do it for our colleagues. And really, our colleagues are in the same boat as us, which is why kindness is so important to them as well. So one of the things that I want to do is I want the patients to know that I'm listening and I understand them. So what I do is I go over what their complaint is. I make sure to cover the highlights. I invite them to correct me if anything I say is incorrect. And I go from there. The more interactive I can get with them, the better that they feel as well. What this does is not only does it improve patient satisfaction, but it has actually been demonstrated to decrease thoughts of litigation. Yes, we are not anticipating being sued by every patient we see, but our actions and our empathy plays a vital role in that. And the more empathetic we can be to our patients without drawing in too much and, you know, weighing ourselves down with their issues, but having a stable and reasonable amount of empathy to better take care of our patients is something that if they understand and they can see that we really do care for them, then when something negative happens where it might be open to litigation, they are less likely to actually pursue it. My fourth point is to have an attitude of gratitude. Remember to be thankful even on days that are challenging. We hold a unique position. We directly impact other people's lives in a very meaningful way. And we should be thankful to be in that position. And we should thank our patients whenever possible for choosing us and coming to us and letting us take care of them. This is something that we can do at all levels. And it doesn't have to be as blunt as saying, thank you for choosing us. Because realistically, in an emergency situation, they probably didn't have much choice but to go to you. But you can thank them for allowing you to take care of them. You can thank them for being able to talk to you. There's lots of different ways that you can show your gratitude to the patient. You can show gratitude to your colleagues as well. You know, thank you for working with me. Thank you for helping me with that procedure. All those little things that we can do to help show gratitude is something that we can do. And just personally, ourselves, we can remind ourselves that we have an important job and we are able to impact other patients' lives so much and to be thankful of that position, even when it can be challenging. The final point on this is to be liberal with your praise. This is kind of in that same realm as the last point, but take the time for those around you to thank them for their work, especially in the holiday season. We can get so busy in our personal lives that we tend to forget. But in the holiday season, sometimes we also may provide the most praise. We may do the extra things that we wouldn't do at other times of the seasons. But I would encourage you to think about this year round. Think about ways that you can show your appreciation to them and your praise for what they're doing. This can be as simple as maybe buying some food for someone or bringing them coffee or just saying, hey, thank you for doing something that may seem routine and probably is, but they took the time to do it for you or they did a great job at it. We don't have to constantly praise people, but we do need to make sure that they know that we care. Just like we like getting positive feedback as those who are taking care of patients, others who are taking care of patients will feel the same way. So the more praise that we are willing to give, the more praise we're most likely to get back ourselves. It is highly appreciated and, like I said, is often forgotten to give praise. So take the time, show your coworkers that you care by giving them praise. What actually kind of led to this in the first place, in addition to trying to build off of last year's topic, were a couple of publications from the BMJ Christmas edition. The BMJ, I have grown to really appreciate, and their Christmas edition is always something that is a little bit different than your typical journal publication. Last year, they had an interview series of seven physicians talking about small acts of kindness that changed their day. It's worth checking out. It's in the link to the show notes, just like everything else. And this year, for one of the publications in the BMJ Christmas edition, was on a similar theme, but this time it was interviewing six physicians on ways that work brings them joy. I find these inspiring, and especially with this year's edition, if you get onto it anytime soon, it is free for you to read. So please check it out. I think you'll be very surprised at how you can find ways similar to them on kindness and joy in the workplace. Like I said, your attitude has a profound impact on those around you. Being kind with them will spread throughout the department. If you are struggling though in your personal life, this can be challenging. It can be even harder during the holiday season. Like I said, there are other stressors going on. There's all different things that we have in our mind. So we want to remind everyone who's listening to this, there are ways to reach out for help. Sometimes we can feel like the stigma is there in our workplace and our environment that we don't want to reach out to our colleagues. I feel that this is very unfortunate, but I understand at the same time that there are sometimes people that you may not feel comfortable reaching out to in your own workplace, but there are plenty of other options. There are other friends and family, other work colleagues, a very trusted one, like we talked about last year's podcast, that you can go to and reach out. But if for some reason you feel like you cannot reach out to any of these people, know that there are other resources out there. I'm trying not to make this dark, but I think it's very important, especially this time of year when all sorts of things happen, that if If you feel like you're in need and you have nowhere else to feel like you can turn, there is a suicide prevention and mental health crisis lifeline. And that is 1-800-273-TALK. They also have an online chat, and everything is confidential. It is important that you reach out to someone. And this is one way that you can do it in a safe and constructive manner. I do want to mention something that I found very interesting when doing the research behind this and trying to find the numbers, was that the FCC is making 988, just like 911, but 988 the national number in the future for suicide prevention and mental health crises. This is not yet available, though, so do not use this number if you need it. Just know in the future this will be coming, and this is a resource that we can give our patients versus a 1-800 number, which can sometimes feel very detached. Again, please reach out to anyone if you need this, though, because I believe it is something very important. There is always someone out there who is willing to help, even if you don't know them personally. There are ways to get help and assistance. But to go back to our positive topic, the holiday season, kindness, we can do so much to impact our own personal lives by doing the right things, such as providing kindness to others. And the ways we can do that is by being kind to our patients and being kind to our colleagues. Just remember that we all are in our own bubbles right now, but we can reach out, we can help each other. And as I like to think from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, be excellent to each other. Until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.